皆さんこんばんは。火曜日6時はラジオカフェシンクタンクジャーナルの時間です。パーソナリティ中野保です。この番組が、株式会社トライオンと異文化コミュニケーション財団のご協力でお送りいたします。世界は広く、日本京都は深い、そんな京都の深いビジョンをですね、ラジオカフェのラジオを通じて、京都の皆さんに聞いていただくのみならず、インターネットラジオを通じて、世界中の皆さんに、この京都の思いを、聞いていただきたいと思うのがこの番組の趣旨です。本日は本当に異文化、コミュニケーションと申しましょうか、お二人の外国人のですねゲストをこのスタジオにお招きしております。お一人はですね、ハイチ、カリビアンアイランドの、ハイチからですね、来ていただいておりますクリストフ・シャルルさんです。そしてもう一人がですね、メキシコからですね、来ていただいておりますラウラ・ヘルナンデス・ムニョッツさんです。今日はですね、フランス語とスペイン語ということで、全く僕は喋れませんので、申し訳ないですけれども、3人とも英語はですね、僕語でないんですけども、ちょっと英語でこれから英語で、いきたいと思います。途中簡単に、通訳もさせていただきたいと思います。 Anyway, thank you very much for coming to Radio Cafe.
Oh, thanks so much for inviting us.
I'm so pleased to invite you to Radio Cafe. And the objective of Radio Cafe is to inform our Kyoto vision to the world through internet radio. And Mr. Chris Sharrow, and thank you very much.And you come from Haiti.
Yeah, I come from Haiti. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's a pleasure for me to be in Japan, in Tokyo, Kyoto, excuse me.
Yeah. So yesterday you participated in the international symposium in Tokyo. And just now you came to Kyoto by bullet train from Tokyo.
Yeah, exactly.
And firstly, since you come from Haiti, and so you are poet?
Yeah, poet, writer.
And also professor, and also you are principal of a high school teacher. And also your school was destroyed by hurricane in 2008.
Yes. First by hurricane a little bit, and 2-3 years ago, and 6 months ago in January 12th by January 12th. A terrible earthquake.
Yeah, it's a big earthquake, isn't it? Unfortunately, it's incredible. Yeah.
And there was 300,000 people died. 300,000
really?
People died.
You are lucky to be.
Yeah, I'm very lucky because at that time I was in my school and the building was very shaked. Fortunately, the building was not collapsed. That's the reason why I'm here with you today.
Oh, what time was earthquake and happened?
What time?
In the morning?
No, in the afternoon, about the afternoon. 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
10 to 5 o'clock, 10 minutes to 5.
Uh-huh. So last 100 years, you never had such a big earthquake?
No, never. 4 years ago, it could be about 4-5 on the Richter scale, but it was the first time we got 7.3. The last time we got so big earthquake, it was 2 centuries ago.
Really? 2 centuries ago?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
We were not prepared, for this big
After the earthquake, which countries or the rescue troops were first to arrive at
First, it was Dominican Republic because we got the same border, around the border. They came first, and after we got the United States and France to come to help people.
Uh-huh.
And there was half the city was destroyed by this earthquake, and until now there are a lot of people in the streets without lodging.
I'm sorry to hear that. And
it's terrible.
And the U.S. State Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also visited.
We had a lot of chief of state like Sarkozy and the president of Argentina, the president of lot of presidents will come visit us and to try to help us to have the people, the Asian people.
So your country is getting normal now?
A little bit, because the help is slow, and the promise is like about 10 billion to rebuild the country. Uh-huh. But until now, they have only sent about 1 billion, and most of those this money uh-huh. is spent with to pay the workers in the streets to relieve uh-huh. the décombre, the rest of the building collapsed.
Uh-huh. What kind of assistance did you receive from the Japanese government or Japanese company and so on?
Well, I know the Japan embassy in Haiti is very active, and they help people in lodging, in food, and well, so on. But I think it's very important. Uh-huh. I think the Japan embassy.
We have in Japan, we have a lot of natural disasters, such as earthquake and the typhoon, tsunami, and so on. So we are kind of expert too.
to in Japan field. Too. Yeah.
Anyway, Japan is far away from your country.
I think so.
Yeah. And another guest is
Laura.
Professor Mrs. Laura. And you are—it's an excellent career, isn't it? You are World Peace Ambassador of Geneva, Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. Oui. Yes.
And Switzerland, and also you are you publish many books.
Yes, I have 9 books and many anthologies.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Many books.
Many books. Yes, I write poetry, essay, theater, and historical books.
Uh huh.
many items.
You are chairman of the.
Congress in 2004 and in 2009, and I found an international organization, mm-hmm. The literature of children and youth, mm-hmm. of that people, because I designed a program to the lecture, mm-hmm. lecture for the children. Mm-hmm. Because it's very, very important to read, mm-hmm. for obtain a good education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think a person who read is a person who can obtain everything.
I see. So it's the first time for you to come to Japan?
No, it's my first. Yes, it's my first time here in Japan. Only I have 4 days.
A couple of days ago, you stayed in
yes,
Tokyo.
Yes, in Tokyo. There's at the conference of the Peace on Earth.
Uh-huh.
And now we are here in Kyoto. I am so uh-huh. happy and so excited because your culture for us, for the Mexican people, is very near.
I see.
Yes, I was educated in a school of nuns Mercedarias, who has a school here in Japan, in Tokyo.
Uh-huh.
And when I was a child, all the time bring to us many things about Japan.
Oh, see. What kind of
little dolls, boxes, uh-huh. and videos.
I see. What kind of image at your country about Japan?
In the image, Japan in Mexico is an exotic country.
Exotic country.
And culture. It's a very, very cultured person, uh-huh. educated.
I see.
Disciplined. Uh-huh. Because you have the honor, uh-huh. the proud of honor is, I think so, it's a good things to have inside of the soul, the proud uh-huh. of nationality. Uh-huh. Nationality.
Anyway, a couple of hours ago, you arrived at Kyoto.
Yes.
Kyoto has a rich culture, and Kyoto is the center of Japan. And we have 1,200 years and the history.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yes, I read some books about the culture of Kyoto, of Japan. And I found you have a rich culture because you have the tradition.
Yeah, tradition.
The tradition is very, very important in uh-huh. the to the people.
I see. Uh-huh. Anyway, and Haiti, and I used to work at the United Nations Industrial Development Organization. Headquarter is Vienna. My boss was, the name is...
Gérard Latortue.
Yeah, Latortue.
Yeah, he was Prime Minister,
Prime Minister
in Haiti.
Interior government,
four
Prime
years
Minister.
Ago, yeah.
But about 10 years ago, not more than 10 years ago, when I was working at the United Nations in Vienna, and
yes.
My immediate boss was Mr. Latortue.
Yeah, okay.
He was excellent. He was is a career diplomat and working in the United Nations.
Yeah.
And
he
became head of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in your country.
Yeah.
And when he returned to your country, the coup d'etat happened. Again, he returned to Vienna. At that time, I joined.
Now he's
and maybe a couple years, about 5 years ago, he became an interior government prime minister.
Yeah, exactly. Now he's returning home in Florida, but I think sometime he got mission from United Nations to go to Africa, to go some other city or country to help and to manage some programs.
Yeah, I really respect Mr. Latortue. Actually, when I was working in the United Nations, he's one of the best persons,
yeah,
professional.
So.
He's
yeah.
excellent.
He
has a
good.
Warm
yeah.
heart, and he's very
yeah.
Capable
yeah,
and
very
quick decision,
yes.
professional, and excellent.
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh. Mm. And you also publish many books. What kind of books did you publish?
I published poetry, critiques, short stories, anthologies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Critics and also including international affairs
and many Haitian writers and poets.
Uh-huh.
Like Ozal Durand, Edia Villers, Jacques Roumain.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So do you have a chance?
And I publish politics too.
Politics too.
Yeah,
do you have a chance to visit many, many foreign countries?
Sure. I have visited more than 20 countries now.
More than 20 countries.
Yes. What all over the world.
And, how about Asia? Which
Asia,
Asian
I went to Mongolia, I went to
Taiwan,
I went to Korea.
Oh, really?
And now Japan.
How come did you go to Mongolia from Haiti?
it's a very long trip, and so I was invited by the WCP Congress of Poets.
Uh-huh.
It was in 2006.
Uh-huh.
It was the 800th celebration of the Mongolian nation.
Mongolian with nation.
Khan and
did you?
I was very interested to
did
go.
You,
at
did
that
you
time.
Visit Mongolian Opera House and in Ulan Bator?
Yeah, and
Mongolian and the Opera House was built in Japanese soldiers.
No, fortunately, we
when I went to Mongolia, I was going
to go to the country too inside, uh-huh. and to do some sessions.
I see.
Yeah.
So yesterday you participated in the international conference and symposium held in the Tokyo University.
Yes.
So and the 2 days later, the August 6th, you will go to Hiroshima to attend the
commemoration.
Ceremony. And are you going to speak at the that ceremony?
Probably I could send some message and. But the schedule is not real package totally. Yeah.
And this year's atomic bombs memorial 65th anniversary is a big event, isn't it?
Yes, a bomb on Hiroshima.
Uh-huh.
And then nice on Nagasaki too. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So yesterday, what kind of speech did you deliver?
Yesterday I participated in a round table about the new culture of peace in the world. We were six this round table, and there was about 300 people in the room.
Uh-huh.
Listen to us, and it was a very good session.
Uh-huh.
And after we participated to a poetry recital.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and. Lawa were there too, yes.
Uh-huh. Also, you made a speech and you talked and you participated in the reception at the symposium.
Yes. I participated only to read my poetry.
Mm-hmm. I did your poem.
Yes, only like a poet, my participation. And now we are going to Hiroshima, Nagasaki to be present at the ceremony of the bomb fall. over the city. Uh-huh. But my work in Mexico is to make a conscience uh-huh. about the nuclear weapons.
Uh-huh.
In Mexico, there we haven't a nuclear uh-huh. weapons. Mexico is a country with uh-huh. loves the peace.
Uh-huh.
But the children need to learn never is appropriate to use the weapon arms.
I see. Uh-huh. Anyway, we want to have a break and to okay. listen to Hawaiian music.
Come along, take a ride to the Isles North Side through the winding ironwood trees. But be sure to take care, no one follows you there as you're drifting along on the breeze. For if anyone knew where I'm taking you to, they'd surely never depart. The magical coast that I love the most, dearest and dearest my heart, my Omeo. Take me down to the North Shore, where the white sand rolls in the pounding surf.
ラジオカフェシンクタンクジャーナルパーソナリティ中野タムスです。今日はですね、外国、から、ハイチとメキシコからですね、ゲストの方をお迎えして、まあ、ほとんど3人ともネイティブの英語のスピーカーでないんですけれども、まあ、英語で話しております。引き続き英語でいきたいと思います。Just now we are listening to Hawaiian music, and it's a wonderful music. I stay in Hawaii for 2 years. And Laura,
mm-hmm.
you said you are personality of a radio program in your country, Mexico.
Yes, I had during 5 years.
5 years.
5 years, a program at TV and uh-huh. Radio. The kind of programs was to the woman.
Uh-huh.
Because in my country, the woman needs to
express.
To express,
feminine,
yes. Because we have a society where the woman is in their home.
Really,
and
like
the
Japan?
Man work. Now are changing. Now
changing.
Mexico is changing. The young people uh-huh. study at the university.
Mexico is changing. All the world is changing. Women is getting
all
stronger.
The world changing.
But, I agree.
But the woman at middle age, mm-hmm. 40, 50, 60, mm-hmm. Are the other kind of woman, because they want to be in home, cooking, taking mm-hmm. care mm-hmm. of the child.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of woman needs to hear about what to do to be better.
I see.
Inside.
So your program is related
yes,
to the woman,
yes.
how to live in the
human relationship.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of program was very, very interesting, because the woman wrote me letters.
Uh-huh.
Just many, many letters.
I see.
And every month uh-huh. I received 200 letters.
I see.
With a wonderful stories about their lives. And my first book was published with all that letters.
Uh-huh.
And was in 6,000 books sold. in 1 month.
Oh, really?
Because every woman wants to have that kind of books, uh-huh. To learn how it's possible to be better or to be like a person is in radio, in TV, work outside of home.
What's the best way to be the good personality of radio and TV? Hmm? What secret to be a good
I think so, the honestly.
Honestly.
And to talk directly.
Uh-huh.
Every person who listen to me feels that I am talking
straightforward.
Straightforward.
I see. Uh-huh. Mr. Sharo, also you said you had the opportunity to talk in the Voice of America in Washington, D.C.
No, I don't talk in the... I give interview to some
interview.
Asian journalist in Voice of America, but I used to...
You to, just over
to
telephone?
To have a radio program in Haiti. Like
oh, Haiti, you have a radio program.
Yeah, radio program in Radio Port-au-Prince.
Oh, really?
It was 10 years ago, uh-huh. And I have written some sketches for Radio 82. Radio 82 was managed by the famous Asian journalist Jean-Dominique, uh-huh. Who was assassinated in 2000.
Uh-huh.
And after his wife, Michelle Montas, uh-huh. Went to work with the United Nations, and they said now she could be. Like a presidential candidate for Haiti for the next election.
Oh, really?
In November, we don't know.
Uh-huh.
And but after the radio program, I am professor and I am manager of a publishing house too.
Uh-huh.
And I am co-founder of a university in Haiti. The name is Université Zaragoza.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So you have excellent careers.
Yes.
Professor, radio program, and the publisher, and publisher many books.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Many activities.
Uh-huh. So, as a representative of your Haiti and Mexico, you are coming to Japan to participate in the Hiroshima Nagasaki
the ceremony. Yes.
Ceremony. So, now 65 years ago, and Hiroshima Nagasaki suffered from strong atomic weapons, mm-hmm. and now, this year, U.S. Ambassador to Japan is planning to attend.
Yeah,
and
also the first time with General. The new issue with Obama elections, we could allow the American ambassador to participate to such a ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we have been recording this radio on August 3rd. But we are planning to broadcast this one probably 2 weeks later or a couple of weeks later.
Oh, good.
So that time maybe Hiroshima Nagasaki is the ceremony is over. But anyway, this year 65 anniversary of Hiroshima Nagasaki is something special this year.
Yes.
Yeah. And last year, and President Obama received the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes.
And hopefully this year, and the country which bombed to atomic bomb
yes.
ship, and you know, people in Hiroshima Nagasaki suffer from atomic bomb, and this you know victim should receive something kind of Nobel Peace Prize. This is my view. How do you think about that? It's very good.
I think it could be a good thing to mark this commemoration, because as they said, more than 140,000 people were killed.
Yeah, that's right.
By those bombs. So it was terrible. So I agree with the proposal to mm-hmm. allow to the Nobel Prize Peace Prize here to this year
mm-hmm.
to those cities.
Mm-hmm.
It was could be a good thing for the memory
mm-hmm.
and for the children and for
mm-hmm.
the people.
Mm-hmm.
To get self.
According to
continent.
The Nobel Peace Prize committees, about 9 organizations, 9 individuals received a Nobel Peace Prize relating to the nuclear weapons. Yeah. 9. And in 1985, and International Physician for preventing
the weapons proliferation
preparation and war and received the World Peace
Prize. It was the time with the group with Ernesto Cajan.
Yeah, Mr. Khan. Dr. Khan is planning to come to this studio and 6 o'clock today. And my question to both of you is, you know, we, 65 years ago, Hiroshima Nagasaki suffered from atomic bomb. And after that, during Cold War era, and the Soviet Union and the United States produced approximately 80,000 nuclear bombs. But no country, no one used the bomb. Why? Because my view is the people in the world realize how serious of the atomic bomb, and because Hiroshima and Nagasaki's the victims are so serious. That's why people cannot use atomic bomb. Is my view. How do you think about now the human being produce many weapons, but no one can use in single weapon not use. This is a miracle.
It's not too easy to answer this question, because the politics of the big countries, I think, so they say, I have many weapons, take care of me, or don't attack me, because I respond. But I think so it's a foolish thing, because if I respond, the world disappear. Yes, everybody disappear.
Yeah, because if after the World War II, there was the rivalry between the East and West, and you know, Soviet Union and the United States and European nations. So it was like an escalade to produce more bombs and to give the other fear to not attack.
Yeah, called mutual assured destruction. MAD.
But now I think there is some negotiation between the nations to stop the production of those kind of bombs and to reduce the arsenal, atomic arsenal. I made the it's possible to in the future to make disappear and destroy those kind of bombs.
Destroy
the planet.
But I don't understand why it's possible to make a nuclear weapon, and not to save the diseases, millions of children, child.
That's right.
It's not possible. One weapon cost the food or the medicine for millions of people. I can understand.
Yeah, President Obama's speech at Praha, speech was excellent, isn't it? I think now we must change, and instead of producing nuclear weapons and abolish nuclear weapon completely, and to provide that money to the educational program, welfare program, and literature and so on.
I hope so.
Anyway, thank you very much for coming to Radio Cafe. And also, when you return to your country, please introduce this Radio Cafe Think Tank Journal to your country, the people, and through the internet.
It was a pleasure for me too.
Thank you so much.
It's excellent. 本日のゲストはですね、ハイチから、クリスさんと、そしてメキシコからラウラさんに来ていただきました。どうも本当に、ありがとうございます。やっぱりこのラジオカフェシンクタンクジャーナルはやっぱりこう異文化コミュニケーションのようにですね、いろんな海外からのゲストの方をお迎えして、そして直にですね、英語で、いろんなお話をお聞きして、皆さんに聞いていただきたいと思います。本日はどうもありがとうございました。
Good.